Sounds like my special doormat. Be careful where you step tomorrow. It is the time of year for a good ghost story, and in Atchison, Kansas, they claim many. The town is known for being the birthplace of Amelia Earhart, but it has another claim to fame, most haunted. Really? More than Salem, Massachusetts, home of modern-day Wiccas and the Salem Witch Trials? Chris Taylor is director of the Atchison County Historical Society. Chris, hi.
Hello.
And make your case. What makes Atchison so haunted?
Well, I think probably what has caused so many events to happen, to put it in one way, is that we're sitting on this crossroads, that this was a big jumping off point for so many people heading to the west. So you had a tremendous number of people who came through this town. So I think a lot of people had a very deep connection to this area, and maybe that's caused some of them to hang around.
Well, literally hang around, you know, as in ghost-like. Tell us about, for instance, Sally, the ghost at Sally's house.
Well, supposedly the story there is that it was a doctor's office, and Sally was a young girl who was taken there with a burst appendix and was having an operation and died during the operation. Apparently, she is the ghost or one of the ghosts at that location who apparently doesn't like men.
Well, we're reading that the doctor didn't give her enough anesthesia, and she woke during the operation and gave him a look of fear and loathing. And then people who subsequently moved into the same house, what, say they see her?
Well, they've been on different TV shows. I've been in the house and never really found anything, but some people have supposedly had some extreme experiences there. You know, some of them from the couple who lived there, the Pickman family, who apparently would have scratches develop across the man's chest. And then there are other people who have been there later who, among other things, say that there's a portal to hell in the basement, which, you know, I'm sure there's better portals to hell than from Atchison, Kansas. So.
Well, but there are other stories that have some serious overtones. Some of this that haunts Atchison may be supernatural. Some may be the town's conscience. We understand in Jackson Park there were two separate stories about two women who might have been brutally killed there. One was coming from a prom and was hung, and another was an African-American woman.
Well, the prom thing, that to me comes straight out of the typical urban legend, the Hook story. I mean, I think that's where that comes from, that it's developed with any teenage audience over time. The original one with the African-American woman, I think there's a grain of truth behind it. Like a lot of things, it's probably been expanded on over the years. But, you know, that people have seen things in the park, and it bears to this time period from Bleeding Kansas when, you know, the relations between the blacks and the whites of the community were not always good. I think there is a grain of truth in that. How much exactly, I'd kind of leave it up to the person running into it, see what they believe.
Can you tell how much of this is related to real history and stories that might have been passed down over generation, and how much is maybe a bunch of hooey?
Well, I think there's a little bit of both in there.
You're honest.
This started out as kind of a lark a number of years ago, you know, something to do to add to our tourism season. We had a pretty good tourism thing going in the summer, and we looked at, you know, and there were all these stories that had been around, so they started gathering them, and then some of them got embellished, and some of them, you know, are pretty much as they have been passed down. You know, there are a lot of very old homes here that have had lots of people living in them for nearly 150 years in some cases, and I think more of the stories that I personally believe are, you know, relatively simple hauntings where doors will open and close. In my own building, our Santa Fe Depot, this big stone building, that it used to be a typewriter that would be typing that the people in the visitor center would hear. And then when we moved it to do an exhibit, it stopped. And then today I have a radio in my office that comes on and off on its own, always turning to NPR, by the way. So, you know, there are these little things, and there are a couple people who died at this location who it could be one of them.
Huh. So. Then there's the Wagoner House. It's called the Gargoyle Home. It's over on North 4th Street. We understand that for the Travel Channel, the Kansas City Ghostbusters came with their equipment, and they said that they did record presence in the home.
Well, I've seen some of those things where they use their recording equipment, and I don't put much stock in that personally. I think you could probably record whatever you want to record if you're trying to. But the one thing, it's also the Griffins. They're not gargoyles on the house. They're Griffins. But, you know, that's a minor historical detail.
Right. We're going to call it the Gargoyle House because that's scarier.
Yeah, okay.
Well, actually, I'm wondering, you're saying that some of this is a little eye-rolling, but I am detecting you are not originally from Atchison, Kansas, sir.
No, I grew up in Virginia.
Yep. Well, what about the people there? Are there people there who say to you, nope, my grandmother believed this and I believe it too?
Like any place, there's a spectrum. We do a survey most every year when we have an exhibit in the museum, and one of the things we find is our visitors, there's a much greater percentage believe in ghosts. I think in the local community, maybe that split goes the other way just from reaction to some things that go on this time of year. I do believe that people who have experienced it, people who live in some of those homes, they believe what they've seen, and they think there's something happening there. Other people in town, I think, take it with a grain of salt and say, you know, some of that might be real, but, you know, how much?
What are some of the other places that claim to be haunted?
The Cray Museum is one. It's a Victorian-era home that's been converted to a museum today. And they believe that the woman who was kind of behind putting the museum together was haunting it, because when they originally rearranged some of the exhibits, that things kept moving and kept banging around. And then when they put the Eva Cray's saddles back in place, I believe, that seemed to all settle down, that she liked it again. So, you know, there's all kinds of interesting little things that connect with people who had strong ties to certain locations across town.
Do people come to see these places?
Yes, they do, you know, especially this time of year. But given any time during the year, you'll have people stopping in asking about where something is or where this house is. Sometimes we can tell them, a lot of them, since they're private homes, you know, if they're coming and it's not a tour going on, you basically tell them they have to wait till the tour because they're a private home and they don't want people showing up, you know, 365 days a year.
I'm wondering if at other homes they charge.
Well, some of the homes, they do open up this time of year, you know, as part of the haunted season, and people will be able to come through and actually tour through the home, and they do charge for that. The Chamber of Commerce actually handles that part of it, and that kind of rotates from year to year depending on who is interested in participating.
Now, you're not the Chamber of Commerce. You're the Atchison County Historical Society. So,
yes.
Have you ever felt any of this supernatural?
Well, yes, I have.
Really?
And I used to be the managing editor of the newspaper. The newspaper's moved to a different location now, but in the old home of the newspaper, that I'd been there late at night on a number of occasions, and on at least two occasions, the back door makes a very distinctive noise when it opens and shuts, and you've heard it open and shut. No cars have pulled into the parking lot. There's no one in the building anywhere. And you would kind of think about it, you know, you're working too hard being a journalist, but both occasions I have my dog with me, and she reacted. And so I know there was something there. I don't know if I can explain it, but, you know, once again, a newspaper, there are lots of people who really connected with their years working for that paper, including one person who was a publisher before my time who was killed in still an unsolved murder mystery here.
Oh, okay. Chris Taylor, now director of the Atchison County Historical Society, talking about the town's claim to fame, the most haunted city in Kansas, maybe the country. Chris, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
So, Halloween tomorrow. Go to Facebook.com/HereAndNowRadio to share your supernatural stories. But meanwhile, anything happening tonight? Well, I can't.
Really? You can't think of what that might be?
Oh, yeah. Game 6, World Series. Now that is a nail biter. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Amy Silman, a 25-year retrospective of the artist's vivid abstract paintings and intimate drawings. ICABoston.org.